Members, we're going to move now to Senate Bill 897. The bill is properly before the committee and was distributed to members last night. Chair is pleased to recognize to present the bill. My colleague from the Senate, Senator Apodaca, welcome to House election, sir. You have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here this morning as we come to the end of this wonderful session. And I'd like to say up front, beginning of my remarks, that the local delegation, other than myself, is not in favor of this bill. So I want that out front. Okay. The reason this bill is before us today is because of the concerns raised by citizens, mainly in South Asheville. The people in South Asheville can't remember the last time they had a representative on city council. If you look, Mr. Chairman, can we get the map up, perhaps?
Absolutely. We have asked our staff to get that done, Mr. Chairman, and the chair would point out that members do have maps before them.
Okay, great.
And the chair would acknowledge we're having a technical glitch this morning.
That's fine. I'll just continue on since they have them in front. If you look at the maps, you'll see clearly every member of the current council lives in central or north Asheville. The best way to remedy the situation was to create a districting system for the Asheville City Council. 8 of the 10 most populous cities in North Carolina use some type of districting system to elect their city councils. Asheville would become the 9th. This method is not new or novel. It is commonplace and considered a best practice across the state for ensuring geographic diversity of representation throughout a city. This map was not drawn based on creating political advantage. If you survey the political statistics associated with the map, you will see every district has elected more Democrats than Republicans. The map was drawn to create geographic diversity, to balance population according to the legal requirements, and to keep precincts together when possible. I have been asked to consider allowing a referendum on the plan. I will not, and there is a simple reason why. If Asheville were allowed a referendum, I have no doubt that the current council would work to defeat it. The current council is satisfied by a system that suits their political interest while denying people who don't live in central Asheville a voice on the council. This is merely a test run. In 2019, a new plan will go completely into effect for one election cycle. If the council and the people of Asheville decide that they prefer to return to the old system, they may do so after the return of the 2020 census. The system also is not unique. 6 counties, including Buncombe, are currently under a moratorium on changing their form of government that will expire upon the return of the next census. This bill is an attempt to ensure that all people of Asheville have representation on their city council. It adds Asheville to the overwhelming majority of cities its size who already use a similar system of elections. It applies to one election cycle. After that, the people of Asheville are free to remake their form of government. I hope those future choices will be made by all people and not a select few who live in favored parts of town. This bill will make that possible, and I ask for your support. Be happy to answer any questions.
Members, by way of announcement, the chair was asked to announce to the committee that the city of Asheville, through its representation to the General Assembly, wanted to go on record as being opposed to this bill. We will now open up for discussion or debate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, seek recognition?
Mr. Chairman, after I've had time to thoroughly examine the bill, the actual bill language, it appears that my concern about the time in the district you must have resident is covered in the time lapse of when this would actually be active. So I have no further questions on that. Thank you very much.
Representative Fisher, what purpose does Lady seek recognition?
Just to ask the bill sponsor a question or a series of questions.
The lady is recognized for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Apodaca, how much development would you say is going on in the southern part of the county of Buncombe compared to the development that is happening in the inner city of Asheville?
Represented from the outside looking in without that data in front of me, it looks fairly similar with all the development going on all over the whole county. And that was one reason I did this, because Asheville's grown so much, it's kind of hard to have an at-large system, in my opinion.
Follow up.
The lady's recognized.
Thank you. Senator Apodaca, of the populations that are contemplated in the maps that have been drawn for the purposes of this bill, approximately how many residents of the city of Asheville do you represent?
From my understanding, I was told about 14,000 of a total population of 79,000.
The lady is recognized.
Thank you. That's all I have for right now, Chairman Lewis, but I reserve the right to possibly ask another two or more later.
Representative Stan, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
I have several towns in my district that are all at large, and from time to time there's discussion about districts, and I tell them that when they get up in population to about 30,000, 40,000, we should talk about it. In my opinion, when any kind of geographic area is a large population like that, that at-large representation is a bad idea, because it submerges minorities and doesn't allow their voice to be heard. In fact, if I'm not wrong, please tell me, but usually the what's the non-derogatory term? Progressive groups usually sue over at-large districts, because they say that it submerges minorities and hurts people's voting rights. So on the merits of this, an at-large system makes perfect sense.
Representative Fisher, what purpose does lady?
At-large, I meant district.
The chair would like to remind the gentleman on the end that which bill we're on, to try to confine their remarks to exactly what they're trying to say. What purpose does the lady from Buncombe City recommend?
To ask Representative Stam a question, if he would be willing to entertain one.
Be glad to.
I'm certain he was willing to entertain one.
Thank you, Representative Stam.
I don't know if entertain is the right word, but I'll be glad to answer it.
Thank you. I noticed in the very first part of your statement that you said that when populations get to a certain point in different towns, that we should talk about it. And I'm wondering if you were aware of the fact that none of the rest of our delegation in the House were asked to talk about it, or the city asked to talk about it before this map came up.
Rhetorical question, so I understand your rhetoric.
Thank you.
Representative Harris, what purpose does lady seek recognition?
To debate the legislation.
The lady has the floor for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Apodaca, for presenting this. Obviously, you all, this committee, debated this type of legislation for the city of Greensboro last year, and the city of Greensboro and the almost all the city councilors were opposed to the legislation in Greensboro. And it's just my sense that this body ought not to be imposing city council districts on a city against its wishes. I don't think that's the purpose of the state government. I think the local governments ought to be able to decide. And I do think that if we were going to do this, we ought to, at a minimum, provide a referendum opportunity for these citizens. I just don't think this is what we should be doing, and I'm urging you to vote no. Thank you.
Representative Ford, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
To make a comment, please.
The gentleman has the floor to comment on the bill.
I like this, and I have kinfolk who live in Asheville, and they've lived there for 50 years, and they're saying this is badly needed because of the representation. They have had none in their neighborhood, and some other kinfolk that live on the other side of the city feel the same way, and they are excited about this, hopefully to finally get some representation for their neighborhood who it hadn't been represented in a long, long time. Thank you.
Representative Torbert, what purpose? Further discussion or debate? Representative Fisher, what purpose does Lady seek recognition?
To just speak on the bill briefly.
The lady has the floor for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, I obviously object to this, and I would like to just tell you a few reasons why. One of them is that when we talk about diversity of representation on the city council, in the urban core of the city of Asheville, we have been blessed, I would say, with a diverse representation on our council for quite some time. The idea that people feel that they have not been represented by the city of Asheville, by the members who have served, seems a little off to me, because in a system where anyone can run from anywhere in the city of Asheville, it seems kind of false to me to say that this, the plan as it has been, has prevented people from running. I believe that a person who wants to run for office has every right and should be able to run for office, no matter what the office is. From anywhere that they live, they should be able to run. And the qualification for city council is that you live in the city limits of Asheville. No one has ever been prevented from running. No one has ever been discouraged from running. People have run and lost, and that is something that I think you have to personally overcome, and we all do that every 2 years. And, you know, the idea that the way the city is drawn now prevents people from running is just a fallacy to me. You have to be inspired to run for office. You don't need to be drawn into a district to make you run for office. And I would suggest to you that drawing maps, you could draw maps all day long, but you will not likely get much difference from what you have now in terms of representation. You will have people who have a sincere desire to serve, who put themselves up for election. But the one thing that will happen with this is that you will create an atmosphere that results in turfdoms, where instead of representing the city as a whole and for the good of all of the people, all of the residents that live in the city, you'll be creating a situation where people say, this is my section of the city, and I don't care what the rest of the city wants or needs. I'm only representing my section because I ran from my district. I think it's really incumbent upon us, as the creators of cities and counties, not to come off as authoritarian in our parenting of our cities and counties. And this is an instance where I think we're going too far in the direction of not allowing input from the citizens of Asheville, and we're bending way over backwards to prevent people from running, rather than say all people are welcome to run. There's no need for this. I know that I live in West Asheville, and there was a gentleman, a Republican furniture store owner, who served on city council for years and years and years. No one had any problem with that, until they did have a problem with it, and then someone else came and ran for that seat. It works well as it is. This is really not necessary, and it is really based in a lot of falsehood. I won't go into all of that right now, but just, you know, suffice it to say, this bill is based in untruths, and I would ask this committee to really carefully consider the freedoms that you are limiting by drawing lines, and vote no. Thank you.
Representative Michal, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
I've got a question. I think it's it would be for staff.
If the gentleman will suspend, did the bill sponsor wish to speak to that last point? Okay. The gentleman from Durham is recognized for an inquiry.
Yeah, this is probably for staff, Mr. Chairman, because it's
the gentleman may state his inquiry.
It looks like this, you know, same type of legislation for Greensboro. What is the situation with the Greensboro? It was in federal court. Is it not a fact that an they have injunctive relief on that bill in Greensboro?
Representative Michaud, I'm not sure exactly what the status of that litigation is. I do believe that for the 2015 elections, that bill was not implemented. It was stayed.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Representative Dixon, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, to debate the bill. The
gentleman has the floor for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, the initial part of Representative Fisher's argument is something that I experienced about four decades ago in Duplin County, and I recognize that we're talking about a municipality in this city here. But in Duplin County several decades ago, when as a result of the Civil Rights Act, of course, Duplin County was sued. And the white people in Duplin County made exactly the same argument that Representative Fisher is making now. Well, anybody can run. We're not discouraging anybody from running. Anybody can run. It was just that the system was so stacked against the opportunity for a black to get elected in Duplin County, we went under a court order to create districts, to create fairness. And that's not exactly apples to apples, Representative Fisher, but I think it does have some bearing on the situation. So I'm going to be supportive of this bill.
Representative Shawley, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor for that purpose.
Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers and everything, and everything seems legitimate. I mean, everything seems reasonably fair. I would think that the purpose of this committee here is to determine, you know, if the stuff is fair. The philosophical differences about whether or not this should be done, in my opinion, are better left to the floor. But I don't see anything in here where the districts are skewed, where they're leaning towards one race or another, or towards one group of people or another, or where the numbers are not balanced. I don't like stuff like this coming up at the last minute. However, it's here, it's in front of us, and since I don't see anything out of the norm here, it does sound legitimate that they should have representation by district. I think what we need to do is, you know, my opinion is that we should be looking at it in that context and leave the philosophical discussion to the floor about whether or not we do this or not. And so for that reason, I'm going to vote to support it.
Representative Stan, what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
Speak on it.
The gentleman has the floor for that purpose.
If you turn to page 3 of 9, and this elaborates on what Representative Dixon said, I'm going to transcribe, I think, Representative Fisher's remarks and use them the next time we have a voting rights case, because if you look at page 3 of 9, if you take the city as a whole, it's, and this is like the fourth column, it's 12% African American. But under this new plan, there'll be two districts that are 21%, which is a big advantage to and it doesn't matter who happens to be there now. This is for the future. In other words, as Representative Dixon says, Representative Fisher's argument would say that we should throw the Voting Rights Act out because or portions of it that require where you could, you have either a majority or, depending on what the Supreme Court says next, a reasonable number of minorities by race in order to comply with the Voting Rights Act. So we'll be calling Representative Fisher as a witness the next time they criticize us for trying to do that.
And for the rebuttal, Representative Mischel is recognized.
You're absolutely right. I think Representative Stamm has skewed the situation here a little bit. It's not a question. It's whether or not, I know what you're pointing at, but there are those of us who have been elected at large also. That's why when the voting rights as applied to North Carolina only applied to 40 counties, because there were others that were not necessarily involved, number one. Number two is you want minorities to have an opportunity to elect a person of their choice, not of their race, but their choice.
Members, the only other two members that the chair has seen seeking recognition are Warren and Martin, and then the chair and Conrad. Then the chair intends to take a motion on this bill. The chair does intend to put the question no later than 9:20 this morning. What purpose does the gentleman from Rowan seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm supportive of the measure here, but I just was curious about two things. Number one, I was curious whether or not the area designated as Region 6 or District 6 was the result of forced annexation at some point. And the second thing is, procedurally, it may never happen, but what would happen in the event that no one in a district files to run? Does that revert to an at-large run then, or what is the provision for that?
That's a good question.
Representative Warren, the chair will take that while staff verifies. It would be treated. It'd be treated exactly as any other vacancy was, which I believe the city charter would provide that the remaining members of the city council would fill the seat by majority vote. Did that answer your question, Representative? If the chair is wrong, staff, please interject on that. Representative Martin, what purpose does the lady seek recognition?
Question for the bill sponsor.
The lady has the floor for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Apodaca, I just wanted to clarify in your description about the timing and looking at the census to make sure I have this clear. This just allows that it cannot be changed again prior to the census, but without additional action, these new districts would stay in place. And part of the description almost sound like it's a trial and they would have to come back and do something, but that is not the case. It just would, more action would be required if we were to implement this and then they didn't like it, and after the census they could come back, but we would have to bring up another bill. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Thank you.
And Representative Conrad, what purpose does ladies seek recognition? The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Having come from local government myself, the city of Winston does have districts, and then I served as a county commissioner, and we have districts too. I would take issue with the concept that was discussed, that creates some type of turfdom where the elected official is only interested in issues within their district. I find it quite the opposite. With a city, you usually have a mayor, which creates an umbrella where everyone comes together and everyone feels that there's fair representation. And then on commissioners, you're electing a chair and vice chair. And those kind of positions pull everyone together to work for the common good. I think this is a very fair system. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to make the motion at the appropriate time.
And, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to call for the ayes and noes on this as well.
Chair is going to accept that that Representative Conrad has moved that Senate Bill 897 be given a favorable report. The chair is going to accept the call for the ayes and noes. The chair is going to now say further discussion, further debate. For what purpose? That's a gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, seek recognition.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to briefly debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor for that purpose.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a few thoughts I have on this matter. We had issue in Greensboro related to redistricting to Greensboro City Council. Representative Michaud referred to that a few moments ago. As far as districts are concerned, personally, I like the idea of having a district system better, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I believe you can hold an elected official more accountable in a district than you can at large. So if you think about it, if you have a city that I believe Representative Stamm said maybe around 30, 40,000 population, when you get above that, it can be very difficult to hold an at-large member accountable, whereas in a district, the area is smaller, and I believe you can develop a more personal relationship with the person who represents you on the council. And also you balance it out more, because in a situation where I believe in we're looking at Nashville, the all six members are elected at large, and so that means that it could be possible that the if three or four of the members could be all elected from the same general geographic area, but this way it's more balanced, and therefore I think this is a good plan.
Senator Apodaca to comment on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much, and I want to thank Representative Fisher for making the case for turfdom. If I may, if you'll look at this map right here, let me get it out. This is the city map of Asheville. Right here is where the current city council lives, all of them, in this little area right here. So we have turfed them, and here it is.
Members, prior to placing the vote, the chair did want to state for the record that the map that Senator Apodaca asked to be placed on the screen for members and the public to see, that has been done. The map is now on the screen. The chair also would point out that maps are available for the public at the rear of the committee room. Is there further discussion on debate?
One last.
The lady from Buncombe is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I would just say to you that this is something that can happen to you, and if you care about your city, and the fact that the legislature can come along and tell your city what to do at any time for any reason, I would hope that you would vote against this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the committee is the motion by Representative Conrad to give Senate Bill 897 a favorable report. The ayes and noes having been called for, the chair will direct that members wishing to support the motion will vote aye when their name is called, and will vote no if they do not wish to support the motion, will vote no when their name is called. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Michaud?
No.
Michaud, no. Representative Soka?
Aye.
Representative Soka, aye. Representative Warren? Representative Warren, aye. Representative Blust? Representative Blust? Representative Brody?
Aye.
Representative Brody, aye. Representative Brown? Representative Brown, aye. Representative Bryan? Representative Bryan, aye. Representative Burr?
Aye.
Representative Burr, aye. Representative Conrad?
Aye.
Representative Conrad, aye. Representative Cotham? Representative Cotham, no. Representative Davis? Representative Davis, aye. Representative Dixon?
Aye.
Representative Dixon, aye. Representative Faircloth? Representative Faircloth, aye. Representative Fisher? Representative Fisher, no. Representative Floyd? Representative Floyd, no. Representative George Graham? Representative George Graham, no. Representative Ford?
Aye.
Representative Ford, aye. Representative Hardister?
Aye.
Representative Hardister, aye. Representative Harrison? Representative Harrison, no. Representative Hunter? Representative Hunter, no. Representative Eiler?
Aye.
Representative Eiler? Aye. Representative Jackson?
Aye.
Representative Jackson, no. Representative Susan Martin?
Aye.
Representative Susan Martin, aye. Representative Bobby Richardson? Representative Bobby Richardson, no. Representative William Richardson? Representative William Richardson? Representative Rydell? Representative Rydell? Representative Sain? Representative Sain? Representative Speciale? Representative Speciale, aye. Representative Torbett? Representative Torbett? Representative Willingham? Representative Willingham? Representative Jones?
Aye.
Representative Jones, aye.
Mr. Chairman, did they forget me?
Representative Stamm?
Yes.
Representative Stamm, aye. That was not a rhetorical question, Representative Stamm?
Correct, aye.
Members, with 17 members voting in the affirmative and 9 members in the negative, the motion to give Senate Bill 897 is adopted. Senator, we're glad that you were with us this morning. Do you have any closing remarks or any words of wisdom?
Well, the good news is this is probably my last House committee in my legislative career. I know y'all are disappointed.
Thank you for being with us this morning, sir. Members, on behalf of Chairman Jones, I want to thank each of you for your time and for your service this year. I want to express my sincere gratitude to the very capable staff that has given their time and talents to help us reach our goals and objectives this year. I do not anticipate that this committee will meet again, and with that, there being no further business, this committee will stand adjourned.